Yesterday, I celebrated the funeral of the woman who gave me my favorite Lent story. She was a very pious woman and also had a great sense of humor. I visited her a couple of years back on Ash Wednesday because she had requested ashes. And after the prayers, she asked me what I was giving up for Lent. And honestly, I don't remember what my response was. But I remember what she said to me. She winked at me and said, "I'm giving you up for Lent." I have no idea what she meant. But it was one of those rare times when I did not have a comeback. Folks, Lent 2021 is unlike any other. As if the last 12 months have not felt like a long Lent. But here we are. I would like to offer 3 points for reflection, and these 3 points are not meant to make life harder than it already is. Rather, they are meant to help us enter the wilderness with Christ, who took upon himself the task of our redemption. I'm inviting you to enter the wilderness with him. This is a wilderness, feels like it, but the fact that we are doing it with Christ is what brings us hope. When we enter into the wilderness with Christ, life takes on a deeper meaning. And as hard as life has been these last years, it is the meaning that Christ gives to our life that becomes our comfort. So here are my 3 points for today. There is a big difference, this is my first point, this is a big difference between Mark's account of Jesus in the desert and the Matthean and the Lucan accounts of the same event. Matthew and Luke describe Jesus' 40 days in the desert in great detail. In fact, it's in those gospels that we get to hear what the temptations were. Now Mark, if you heard my gospel reading, if you heard the gospel reading, completely skips the details. All we hear is that he was tempted. Mark only tells us what happened before he went into the desert and what happened after he emerged from the desert. What happened before? Jesus was baptized. And a voice is heard from heaven that said, "This is my beloved son." In other words, Jesus' identity is affirmed before he goes into the desert. What happens after he came out? Emerging from the desert, Mark's Jesus begins his ministry. And he begins his ministry with these words: "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." These are the very first words that you hear from Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. And these are the words with which he begins his ministry. And what does that mean? Before he went into the desert, his identity is confirmed. But when he comes out of the desert, his mission is revealed. So the desert becomes the link between Jesus' identity and his mission. He's declared Son of God before he entered the desert. And emerging from the desert, he inaugurated the kingdom of God. So for Mark, it is not the temptations themselves that is the focal point. His focus is on Jesus' identity. His focus is on Jesus' mission, which is the result of his identity as the Son of God. Now, what does this mean for us? Folks, the last year has been like a desert for us, has it not? And now we enter the 40 days of Lenten wilderness. And without making this season whole harder than it already has been, I'm suggesting that we enter the desert with Jesus and focus on our identity and our mission. Just like for Mark, the focus is on Jesus' identity and mission, I'm suggesting we focus on our identity and mission. As Mark's Jesus reveals his identity as the beloved Son, let us too deepen our identity as God's sons and daughters. Yes, we are, aren't we? Let us choose to live intentionally as the children of God. Let us become more and more conscious of our dignity as God's children. And the implication of becoming conscious of our identity as God's sons and daughters is that it begins to affect our daily living. It propels us into mission. See, the more conscious we are of our identity, the more we will live differently if we were not conscious of our identity. Our life and our mission becomes the imitation of Christ. To embrace life like Jesus did, to live life generously like Jesus did, to love selflessly like Jesus did. This is our mission. This mission comes from our identity. So during this pandemic Lent, let us find meaning in our identity as God's sons and daughters, and let us embrace the mission that emerges from that identity. First point. My second point, I want to focus on the role of the Spirit in today's passage. All the three accounts of Jesus' 40 days in the desert, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, tell us that it was the Spirit that led Jesus into the wilderness. Now, Mark expresses this just a little differently. He says that the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert. Mark's expression "drove Jesus" is very interesting. It is the same expression that is used when Jesus drove out demons. In other words, there is an element of coercion. It's an element of force. Mark underscores the power of the Spirit. The Spirit drove Jesus into the desert. The same Spirit that descended upon Jesus at his baptism, where the voice is heard, "This is my beloved Son," now drives Jesus into the wilderness. What does this show? This shows Jesus' docility, his humility, his submission to God's will, his willingness to grapple and embrace his identity and his mission. Jesus was totally available to the Spirit. The Spirit had a free reign in Jesus' life. So what does this mean for us, huh? It means that we too must allow the Spirit we have received at baptism to drive us. I'm inviting you to understand the implication of this in its depth. Allowing the Spirit to drive us means giving the Spirit a free rein in our lives. It calls for humility, it calls for docility, it calls for total submission to God's will. It's one thing to say it, it's quite another to do it. It compels us to relinquish any control we have and depend totally on God, like Jesus in the desert. It's an act of great faith, honestly, because we don't know where the Spirit will lead us. But to be available to the Spirit in that way, Not only is it hard, but it's very liberating. This Lent, let us give the Spirit the freedom. Let us allow the Spirit to drive us where the Spirit will. Believe me, life takes on a totally different meaning if we allow the Spirit to drive us. And thirdly, as I said earlier, the uniqueness of Mark's narrative about Jesus' temptation in the desert is that he does not give us any details, right? Now, even though Mark does not tell us much about the temptations themselves, he does say that Jesus was tempted. That we know. Now, whatever happened in the desert, Jesus comes out of the desert proclaiming the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So I think we can assume that in the desert, Jesus overcame the temptation to abandon his identity and his mission. Remember from the details, we know that Satan asked Jesus to worship him. So I guess Mark is telling us without telling us that in the desert, Jesus overcame the temptation to abandon his identity and his mission. Can you imagine what would have happened if Jesus did? On the contrary, his message as he emerged from the desert tells us that he embraced his identity and his mission in its totality. He overcame the temptation of one possibility and embraced another possibility in its totality. And this is why Jesus emerged from the desert, and this is of critical importance. He proclaimed, repent and believe in the gospel. So what does this mean for us? This means that we are invited this Lent to repent and believe. Repent means to overcome. What is it that we are going to overcome? We overcome the very temptations that Jesus overcame. That we reject the lure of Satan to abandon our identity and our mission. So often we can just not live as God's children, right? The temptation is there. That we overcome Satan's call to self-reliance. That we give the Spirit the freedom to drive us. That's the meaning of repentance. To believe is to embrace. What do we embrace? We embrace Christ who leads us out of the desert. That we live our life in solidarity with Christ, we embrace that. That like Jesus, we live our life in the firm conviction of our identity and our mission. That we imitate Christ as we navigate through life. Because really, not just Lent, not just a pandemic Lent, but honestly, all of life is really a desert, isn't it? As I said in the introduction, folks, the pandemic has made this Lent harder. Indeed, we are in a desert. But I think our comfort and consolation is that we are not alone. We are with Jesus, and Jesus is with us. The most meaningful thing we can do is to enter the wilderness with Jesus. The most meaningful thing we can do is to allow the Spirit to drive us. The most meaningful thing we can do is to embrace the kingdom of God. The most meaningful thing we can do is to repent and believe in the gospel. The most meaningful thing we can do is to overcome and to embrace. So let us make this pandemic Lent meaningful by abandoning the temptation, by overcoming the temptation to abandon our identity and our mission. On the other hand, to embrace the kingdom of God in its totality. People of God said,
Amen.